So they had this factor analysis, and they also had the affidavit of support. The sponsor's affidavit of support was considered, was given high regard up until 2019. And so how has the Trump public charge rule changed it? How is it different? Well, for starters, it defined public charge for the first time. And it defined it as an alien who receives one or more public benefits for more than 12 months within a three-year period. And it also expanded the list of the public benefits. So now it expanded it to non-cash benefits, SNAP, most forms of Medicaid, Section 8 housing, rental assistance, that kind of stuff. The analysis of factors changed as well. So before, there was an emphasis on the sponsor's affidavit. Affidavit support was normally considered significant and sufficient under the IFG. Now you have that shifted over with less emphasis. So there was more emphasis on the statutory facts, factors, and they looked at it more in depth. Remember, with age, right, if you were younger than 18 and over 61, you had to demonstrate an ability to work, health. If you had a mental condition, same thing. You had to demonstrate an ability to work. Education, remember that English proficiency stuff? Yeah, it was really bad. They also created what are known as heavily weighted factors. And so you had, you know, health insurance, right? That's a factor. If you had health insurance, they would give that significant weight. Same thing with high income. And then we had this dreaded Form I-944. The Declaration of Sufficiency is the form that accompanied these regulations. And if you remember, it's 18 pages. Do you all remember the I-944? Mm-hmm. Do you remember having to create a questionnaire for that? It was ridiculous. It asked for in-depth information, education, financial information, credit score, transcripts, and all that. It also imposed for situations where the officer was on the fence a public charge bond. And how much was that? It was like $800, something like that. It was really high. The State Department, they amended the FAM to align with these rules. But they also had this, if you all remember, they were also factoring in the likelihood that the sponsor will support the visa applicant. So if you recall, we were having visa applications denied. They had their provisional waiver. It was denied because the affiant or the person who did the affidavit of support was not somehow related. They didn't believe that they were actually going to support. So we had those types of denials, and it became a problem. We think that that's a thing of the past. But the end result of these regulations were to create a chilling effect. And darn it, it worked. 15% of people that qualify, immigrants that qualify for public benefits, just declined to receive public assistance because they were afraid that they were going to be denied adjustment status and immigrant visa. So that is out, and we're so happy about that. So where are we at now with the public charge grant? Following a series of stays and injunctions, USCIS finally began applying the Trump public charge rule in February of 2020. Things changed when the Biden administration took over. They dropped this litigation this year, March 2021, and they ceased to apply the public charge rule, reverting back to the IFG that I explained at the beginning. And in August, DHS proposed a new rulemaking on the public charge grant. In fact, comments were due last Friday. Did you all submit your comments? Yeah? These comments, you know, yeah, it's like the public charge rule sucks. I mean, that's probably my comment. But one of the policies underlying the effort, the major thrust that you see is it's trying not to discourage eligible applicants from seeking public benefits in light of COVID-19. In fact, I think that's one thing that the administration, or one thing that USCIS under the prior administration got right with COVID in terms of their announcement. When COVID came out, if you remember, USCIS had that policy alert indicating that if you get tested for COVID or for any other type of infirmity, that should not affect the public charge analysis. And same thing with if you got laid off your employment terminated, that shouldn't influence the public charge analysis. And I still think those policies are relevant, even though we have a new administration. So what are the new rules going to look like? It seems, reviewing the proposed rulemaking, the proposed rules and regulations, that they want to codify some of the old policies from IFG, at least the good parts. There's a major thrust there. The underlying policy is that immigrants and families should have access to food assistance, health care, and all that. There were some interesting questions and factors that were raised by the proposal that I would love to see clarified. Or in a factor analysis, they talked about disabilities and chronic health conditions should that be a negative factor, right? We had this issue with disability discrimination, people who were sick, and yet it would be an adverse decision because they're seeking health insurance because of their infirmity and all that. So those are one of the factors we're looking at. Should DHS consider the medical exam as part of the health factor? That's another thing. Social or cultural factors that may put a group at a certain disadvantage. What's the weight of the affidavit support? Under the IFG, it was given considerable support, and it was giving hardly minimal, it had minimal support or significance under the Trump rule. So it would be interesting, how they're going to, is it going to be a balance? How are they going to weigh that?